Hey guys, I am going to do my best to keep my composure and get this out to you because I am still trying to wrap my head around what I'm about to tell you. Guys, I am not a prophet. I am not even somebody that's super knowledgeable about eschatology or end times. There are certainly people out there like Barry Awe or Robert Breaker who spend a lot more time studying those things than me, that know a lot more about the feasts and end times than I do. I'm a gospel guy. That's my bread and butter. That's what I know. But I have found something about end times and the timing of the Lord that I cannot explain. And I don't know what else to do with this but tell you, because I have not seen anybody else talking about this, and it's completely undeniable. Guys, again, this is not my specialty, so I'm asking for some of y'all's help, because this is not my specialty. This kind of just fell in my lap, and I don't really know how to explain it, but I know it's important. Many of you may have watched Brother Joshua's testimony. Brother Joshua is a man that is from South Africa who kind of just popped up out of nowhere about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, and he told his testimony on two different platforms, one in America, one in South Africa, about a series of visions that he says he received from the Lord Jesus Christ regarding the timing of the tribulation, the return of Christ, and the rapture. Now, I want to say from the onset, I am somebody that's very skeptical of people who call themselves prophets. I am not somebody that just believes anybody who claims that, all right? But there was something very special about this brother. There was something that I could not put my finger on, and I have not stopped thinking about it since I saw it. I have not been able to get his testimony out of my mind since I saw it. If you have not seen it, I encourage you to look it up. It's all over the internet. His name is Joshua. He's from South Africa. And watch it for yourself. Use your own discernment. Come to your own conclusions. But what I'm telling you is it was very compelling, and I have not been able to stop thinking about it. Quick synopsis for those who haven't seen it. Brother Joshua had a series of visions that he says were from the Lord Jesus Christ, the last of which was in 2018. And in this vision, the Lord said that there would not be a World Cup in 2026 because the world would not be business as usual. He went on to tell Brother Joshua that the seven-year tribulation, the 70th week of Daniel, would begin at the Feast of Trumpets 2025. And at the end of the Feast of Trumpets on the 23rd or the 24th, he did not know the day or the hour, the Lord would come to grab his church. And then there would be 7 years of tribulation. And on the Day of Atonement, September 15th, 2032, the Lord would return to set up his kingdom and reign. And this is a quick synopsis of Brother Joshua's testimony. I highly suggest you watch it for yourself. You can find it, quick search on the internet. Use your own discernment, make your own conclusions. But I'm telling you, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. And so the other night, I was thinking to myself, and I said, you know what? Let's just assume Joshua is telling the truth, that he really has heard from the Lord. And let's just assume what he says is true, that the tribulation will begin on the Feast of Trumpets 2025, and that it will end 7 years later on September 15th, the Day of Atonement 2032, when the Lord returns. And so I went to the book of Revelation, and I found the day counts. Now remember, the 70th week of Daniel, commonly known as the 7 year tribulation, is split according to scripture into two parts, 2 3.5 year periods of time. Some scriptures will say 3.5 years. Some say time and half a time. Some will say 42 months. And some scriptures will give an exact day count, but it's still referring to the same thing, a 7 year period of time split into 2 3.5 year or 42 month periods of time for a total of 7 years. And the middle portion of that 7 years is marked by the abomination that makes desolate, or the abomination of desolation, okay? And scripture gives exact day counts for each of these portions of the 7 years, the first half and the second half, okay? The first half, the first 3.5 years, the first 42 months is talked about in Daniel 9:27, Matt 24:15, Revelation 11:3, and Daniel 7:25. Some of these passages say times and half a times. Some of them say 42 months. Some of them say 3.5 years. And another passage refers to the exact day count. And the exact day count, which I believe is either Revelation 11:3 or Daniel 7:25, but the exact day count given for the first half of the 7 year tribulation is 1260 days, okay? That means 1260 days from the start of the tribulation to the point when the abomination of desolation is set up, okay? The first 3.5 years, the first 42 months, scripture says is exactly 1260 days. Now, if you go to Daniel 12:11, it tells you the exact day count of the second half of the 7 year tribulation, starting from the abomination of desolation to the end. And Daniel 12:11 says that day count is 1290 days. So what we have in scripture is a 1260 day time for the beginning half and a 1290 day for the second half. When you put 1260 and 1290 together, you get a grand total of 2,550 days, which is the length of the entire 7 year tribulation. The first half 1260, the second half 1290. Together, 2,550 days. So I use ChatGPT because I'm not a brainiac, and I asked it to tell me exactly how many days from the start of the Feast of Trumpets 2025 on September 22nd to the Day of Atonement 2032, September 15th. And would you want to take a guess at how many days there were between those two festivals? In the 7-year period of time between the Feast of Trumpets 2025 starting on September 22nd to the Day of Atonement September 15th, 2032, there is exactly to the day 2,550 days. The exact day count to the day given to us in the book of Revelation, making a perfect 7-year time between the Feast of Trumpets 2025 and the Day of Atonement 2032. Now, some of you may be thinking, okay. And I thought the same thing at first. That's pretty odd. I mean, you've got two feast days, both referencing the judgment of God and the return of the Messiah, matching out a perfect timeline, 7 years apart, matching the exact timeline given to, the exact day count given to us in Revelation, 2,550 days. That's pretty odd, but it must have happened some other time in history. So I used ChatGPT again. Now, ChatGPT has access to all the records, all of the internet files. It can search up all of these things in an instant, right? So I said, from 2025 to 2050, how many times does this occur again where there's an exact 2,550 day count between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement with a 7-year gap? How many times does that happen again between now and 2050? Guess how many times? Zip, zero, nada. So I said, okay, let's go 200 years in the future. Guess how many times? For the entire foreseeable future that ChatGPT could go, it occurred exactly zero times after this year. So I decided, let's look backwards. Let's go all the way back to 1800, all the way back to the records that it could find. 1800, how many times has that pattern occurred with exactly 2,550 days between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement with a 7-year period in between? And it gave me exactly 6 times since the year 1800. And would you know that all 6 times happened after 1948 when Israel became a nation? There was not a single time before Israel became a nation in 1948, and there's not a single time that happens again after this year, 2025. So what I'm telling you is that this pattern of 2,550 days, the exact day count given to us in Revelation, between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement, 7 years apart, has happened only 6 times in foreseeable history, and all 6 times happened after 1948 when Israel became a nation, and it will not happen again after this year, 2025. Now, when we look at our seven-day week, according to the book of Genesis, God says that he worked 6 days and he rested on the 7th. When we apply the book of Daniel's code, 1 day for 1,000 years, that gives us an exact 7,000-year timeline, right? And there was exactly 6 times after Israel became a nation that this pattern occurred, and it won't happen again after this year, matching 6,000 years of human history until the final day, the day of rest, when the Lord returns for his final 1,000-year millennial reign. Guys, this pattern of days has not happened in recorded history since before 1948, and it won't happen again after 2025. And it happened exactly 6 times to match the exact 6,000-year history leading up to the return of Christ, when he will come and reign for 1,000 years to make the full 7,000-year timeline of mankind. I find that very hard to believe that that is coincidence. I do not know if 2025 will be the year that the Lord snatches his church and that will begin the 7-year tribulation. But what I do know now for certain is that the day count that Revelation gave us is a perfect match for a 7-year period of time between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement some year. So what I know for sure is that some year, the 7-year tribulation will begin on the Feast of Trumpets, and it will end 7 years later, some year, on the Day of Atonement. I know that for sure now, because it's very clear that the book of Revelation, with the day count that it gave us a perfect match of days that match out a 7-year period of time between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement. So I now know for sure that the 7-year tribulation will occur some year, starting on the Feast of Trumpets, and it will end some year on the Day of Atonement. And I don't know if that will happen at 2025, but what I can tell you is that this day count does not happen again after this year. And it didn't happen before 1948 when Israel became a nation. So you do your own math, and you decide for yourself. But I'm starting to think that a man named Joshua in South Africa really did hear from the Lord Jesus Christ. I love you guys.